Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Very amusing, Mr. Smart. I suppose you can guess what they call me?
Lefty?
No, Mr. Smart. I am employed by Chaos, the International Organization of Evil. My name is the Craw.
The Craw?
Oh, not the Craw. The Craw.
Oh, yes, the Craw. Well, perhaps you tell me, Mr. Craw, what you've done with all those blondes you've kidnapped.
They are all perfectly safe, Mr. Smart. Actually, the only girl we want is Princess Ingrid.
Then why did you abduct the others?
Unfortunately, Mr. Smart, all Americans look alike to us. We may be diabolical, but we are not perfect.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Chinese secret, huh?
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Hello?
Thank you.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. This is the wrap-up, the epilogue of the Jazz Appreciation Month that we here at Possum Hour have celebrated for the month of April. Being that it's May 1st, technicality. Wrapping it up tonight. I hope you all had a great week. Week ahead's full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Davis Corporation, the proud makers of the Frim Frim Sauce with the awesome Faye and Shafafa on the side. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're gaining ground. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Fake radio entertainment. Sorry. I mean to mislead you. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Cavalcade of Idiocy. This Wednesday, 3:45 a.m., join Flip Gin Dribble with his guest, Schmeling Von Reynolds Rap, noted pragmatist and developer of the 3D Bullshit Detector. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster reveals his pronoun. Can't wait for that. That's Friday Night Possum. Somewhere. In the archives. I'll be working. I got a gig. Nice gig. Promming that. I got two proms this weekend. And like some cancer people. I think it's a fun cancer people. Like cancer. Well, obviously they'd be cancer survivors. Anyway, never mind. It's a week's worth. Wow, blah. But anyway, what do you call it, Air? The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
The first is word from our sponsor, the Dingus Corporation.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the Frim Frim sauce with the awesome fee, with Shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the Frim Frim sauce with the awesome face, with Shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the Frim Frim sauce with the awesome faith, with Shafafa on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want frim fram sauce with the awesome face with shafafa on the side. Now if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumbel.
Is everybody happy?
It's
shake and bake, that frim frim sauce. Deep fry that shit, man. I don't know. I don't know if that's the way you're supposed to do it. All right, man. Well, here we are again.
Yes.
Fuck, man. Still drawing air?
You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking about pronouns, I looked up Ellen Page from the IMDb.
Okay.
She's now Elliot. She's now Elliot Page.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
No, she's an actress. She's from Canada. She's done a lot of movies. Anyway, you read her trivia. It's they. They and their.
She's
several people. Honestly, God, I'm reading this thing saying, Jesus Christ.
That's
her
funny.
Nickname is Little Canada. It was given to her by their roommates and all that, you know. What the fuck?
Jeez. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
It
but,
is,
man,
man,
you know,
I
it's
know.
Not hurting anybody. You know,
nah.
Fuck.
Nah.
It makes people happy.
I don't do it.
Uh-huh.
It'll blow over.
The fuck? Yeah, I know, man. It's not good.
No, no.
I drew a guy in a dress. This weekend.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a prom. It was a prom. And he made an ugly girl. His big broad shoulders with acne on him on his back and. He was wearing his hideous black wig. And he had like a mug, you know, like a pug mug, like a guy, you know.
How'd your drawing turn out? I would love to see that one.
It's okay. I had trouble with the wig, man. The wig was fucking weird, man. It was like a... like, I don't know. Are you... It was almost like he wasn't serious about his...
Yeah. Which he probably
tired. But
okay, Gold Patch USA, the old Al Cap little actor. For some reason, that came to mind when you described this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of those characters.
What a Big Barn Smells Clan or something. That was my favorite name for all the background characters. Oh, there's old Big Barn Smell. And a whole clan of them. So, a couple Facebook notes. Since this is originally a Facebook show, I guess, sort of. You know, like, they always have, like, celebrities, like, on dead celebrities on their birthday.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's on the day they died. So they were all coming out of the woodwork for Festus last week. And
okay.
Yep. On the day he died, and the guy says Festus died in his sleep. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there, man.
Peacefully in his sleep.
And I have one for you to jot down and underline.
Okay.
This site is called Kniff Files. I don't know how it came across my shit, but K-N-I-F file. And it's all this old vintage cheesecake shit.
Yeah.
You know, chicks in lingerie and crap, and it's fucking great. You will love it.
Sounds good.
It's just this side of what do you call pornography?
Kumquats!
Yeah, some kumquats in it too, man. For real. I don't know how it's getting past the Facebook censors, to be honest. But okay, so it's we're celebrating the epilogue.
Yes.
Jazz Appreciation Month. We've been celebrating here on the Possum Hour.
Gotta love jazz.
And man, we almost missed the fucking boat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what about the blow up? And I'm like, I get an old one. I said, maybe I could do a new one. I got, you know, this was like a couple of days ago. I had plenty of time. I said, I got nothing else to do. Blow something up. Kenny G, man.
As soon as you said that, we almost missed it. I thought it was Kenny G.
Jiminy Christmas, man.
Uh-huh.
Who the blow fuck else are you going to blow up on Jazz Appreciation Month?
Uh-huh.
Kenny fucking G. We should have blown him up every goddamn week. What were we thinking?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I think we have done, Cake says we've done Kenny G. I think we have. We might have done the same one.
I suggest we blow him up before. In fact, one of the ones, the one that I did, right? Remember Wendy did a possum
album? Oh, yeah.
We blew up Kenny G then, yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a new one.
Okay.
This is a brand new.
Good.
This is brand new. All new.
You thought of that.
All exciting. Blowing up Kenny fucking G. I mean, we might have done this song before, but this is a new one.
It's tremendous. It's colossal. It's putrid.
Rump steak fine in the AM. Rump steak like Mama made. good also in the PM, the Rump Steak Serenade. Now I can jump all over the world, I can even join the Navy, but the Rump Steak melody lingers on, let me stick my fork in the gravy.
Rump Steak is sure a sender, Rump Steak like Mama made. Steak, juicy, nice and tender, the Rump Steak Serenade.
But the Rump Steak melody lingers on. Let me stick my fork in the gravy.
Rump Steak is sure a sender.
Call it tootie.
Rump Steak like Mama made.
That's what I'm talking about.
Steak, juicy, nice and tender. The Rump Steak serenade
right off the griddle. Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Where's your Messiah now? That's my question. Alrighty, man. Here we go. Let me see here. What a side boob. That gig right there, the girl in the, or the guy in the dress.
Oh, okay.
They weren't afraid to show their side boobs.
All right.
That's cool. You know what, though? I'm like, here I am. I mean, I'm a heterosexual guy. Man, high school side boob was doing nothing for me, man.
No. Yeah, you getting that old?
No. I'm that fucking old. Gee. Which is cool, because you don't want to ogle that shit, you know.
Nah,
like an
especially
old bird.
In that situation.
But it wasn't
but
like...
But you missed those
losing.
Days.
Yeah. Wasn't like, wee. Oh, man, so I went out today, and I like was getting supplies, right?
Yeah.
I always like to have AAA batteries, AA batteries, decent supply. Yeah. And lighters, BIC lighters. I always like to have a supply of BIC lighters. I don't know why. Might want to light a candle or something.
Yeah, what the hell?
Something like that. And different things, blah, blah, blah. You know, laundry detergent, whatnot. So I needed shampoo.
Yeah.
And remember I was saying how, like, I looked, when I cut my hair short, I was kind of pulling a Mike Pence, Vice President Pence look.
I remember something like that.
It's starting to look a little more like Bernie over here, man.
Uh-oh. You got a Bernie going.
I'm starting to feel the burn, man. So I invested in some, it was on sale. What'd I save on that shit? $6. Nice.
Okay.
Purador shampoo. And it's got all the shit. I looked it up and, you know, did the research on it. And it's supposed to, like, you know, slow down your hair loss. Because it seems to be, I'm finding a lot in the drain lately. Hadn't been happening. It's like, you know, starting back up. It's like, let's try to nip that in the bud. They said, like, you know, what is it, 6 weeks or something, or 30 days, whatever the fuck, to start seeing results.
Keep us posted on results.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a little vain. It's very expensive shampoo, but fuck
what
it.
The hell?
You know?
Too late for me. Mine's gone.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I don't
uh-huh.
fucking
save your
brakes on
save
now. Save what's left. I got a nice little, you know, nice little bit to comb there. It's nothing to write home about, but, you know.
You want to hang on to it.
I'm going to hang on to that shit, man. You got that right.
All right.
Here they are. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge, baby.
Jazz. I like this one. This is one of the early ones. I remember you posted this on Facebook or something, man. I was like, dang.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's been a staple.
Darling. Little darling.
Love it. Everybody wants to be a cat, man.
There you go.
Everybody wants to be a possum. Well, no, not everybody wants to be a possum. But the people who do are here. Most of them. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
The show.
Dr. Cake.
Did 10,000 steps today at the mall.
10,000?
10,000. I didn't do shit, man, because it was raining and cold all day. Well, I went out shopping, so I guess I got a couple steps in.
You're getting the rain, too, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing but rain in here.
Poopy weather.
Yep. All week.
Like I'm over there shopping, right, and I get that shampoo, and then they got the stupid Honey Browns on sale again, 99 cents. You can't. How are you gonna pass that up? I don't even need beer, right? I'm like,
uh-huh.
Let me see if they got that. Oh, jeez. So I had to buy them all. Not all seven of them. But fuck it, man. Leaving money on the table if you pass those up.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I cut back on my beer consumption this week. Hardly drink
no
any
shit.
Beer at all. Yeah, I'm trying to lose some weight. Very cool, man. Trying to improve my life.
Good. There you go.
Keep my hair and my sobriety.
Uh-huh. David's got a lot of hair. That's what you're shooting for.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr.
You show, Dr. Show it out. There's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
He's already responsible for some of the mayhem tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bats Waller tune.
Nice.
Rump steak. Rump steak, baby. Yeah, that's one of them dirty songs.
I didn't even know that was fat.
Sir. Man, I don't know if we'll scotch possum next week or what. Keep you informed. But Mr. Science has a plan.
Okay.
And he wants to go to the pirate game on Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds exciting. Yeah,
if I don't leave till Tuesday morning, we'll do a possum. I missed the Blue Jays, Ford's team.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be in town over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think. Maybe even Monday. I just miss them. We'll see them. But baseball been very, very good to me.
Beauty.
Enjoying it, man. We won 20 games in April. Done that since 1992. Before your time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long before my time.
Oh, that freaks me out, man. We're like, well, how long have you been doing this when I'm drawing, right? How long have you been doing this? Like 2 years. They go, well, that's like twice my age. That's
you gotta start telling people this is your first gig.
I know. Sometimes I'll look at my watch that I don't wear and go, about 20 minutes. thank you for coming forward. Thank you for all your contributions to Chev. Everything you send, I download it, put it in the vault, and, you know, it's cool doing one show a week now, because
yeah,
I pretty much have the skeleton for the next show.
Yeah,
room for improvement, of course, but nice. Two shows a week, that's just too much.
Yeah.
Unless they're paying. Unless they're starting to pay me. We ain't monetizing this thing anytime soon, I'll tell you what.
Nah.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Let's see here. Does this one have any music on it? There we go. We're not ready for this one yet. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. That's for the end of the show.
Sounds good. Ford. Good tune.
GT Trenton.
GT Trenton.
Strongest man on the internet. He's trying to woo women with his culinary expertise. See him here in the chat talking about using pork rinds in his breading for his shit, man. That would be good. Like if you had a good barbecue pork rind or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I see people mash up Doritos in like coatings.
Oh, yeah.
Pork chops or something. Good.
That works.
Yeah. He likes cooking, man. And then he takes pictures of what he cooks, which is really cool.
Yeah, documents it.
Yeah. Purador, that's the name of that shampoo. What'd I spend on that? Spend on it. Woo! Man! That's $20 shampoo. I got it for $14.
Okay.
That's expensive shampoo.
Is that one bottle going to last you the time allowed?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
I think that ought to be maybe a 2-month supply.
All right.
We'll see. Maybe longer. Anyways, that's a lot. I've never spent that much. I always buy the generic shit for $1 a bottle. Probably why I'm hanging on to my last follicle.
I went like decades of using just soap. Maybe that's why I lost my fucking hair.
Wow. You didn't have dandruff problems with just soap?
Not really, no. I always used Dove. No, not Dove. Dial or something like that.
Dial soap?
Was that Dial I used? I forget which one.
Holy shit, man. That's rugged soap, man.
Yeah.
It's like one step away from lava.
I forget now.
Yeah, well, I got my lotion for my face, too, today. I was running low on that. Keep my nice skin. So I have my beautiful skin and what's left of my hair. And I lose some weight and I still have no sex drive, so.
Well, you got the old cougars telling you have nice skin.
That's right, man. I need to be a boy toy again. That was fun.
Yeah. Except,
you
know, they would have to be in their late 80s, so to work now, since we're in the 60s.
Yeah. Well, late 60s, early 70s, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I told you guys I was a boy toy for a while.
Boy toy, yeah.
She wasn't a lot older than me. Actually, she was like maybe a year older than me.
Okay.
She was rich.
Ah, I heard that one.
It was fucking fun.
Uh-huh.
If you ever have a chance, be the boy toy.
Shower you with gifts?
Oh, fuck yeah. We used to go to Mario's spa.
Yeah.
Hot tub and shit. Or the jacuzzi and shit. Man, it was fucking nice, man. good times. It, you know, it's something everyone should do once. You know what I mean?
How long did this go on for?
Not a year.
Okay.
Better part of a year, maybe. I don't know. About a year. Anyhow.
Boy toys.
Yeah. Speaking of boy toys, there's Oak, other people's eyes,
right.
Our old pal Oak.
Other people's eyes.
Yeah. So he's another one of them guys, man, you know. Follicles, man. I guess it happens to, like, most men. GT's losing follicles. Everybody losing follicles, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nature of the beast. My buddy, he had a full head of hair.
Okay.
And then he went to the jug for a couple of years. He comes out, he's fucking bald as a billiard. 5 years.
Oh, shit.
On. Yeah. But they didn't have this, what do you call it, pure d'or in the commissary. Dial soap and you're happy to have it.
I just wouldn't know it.
All right, Ope, man. Thank you, Ope. Always good to see all you guys, man. For real.
Yes,
thoughts from
definitely.
The bottom of my heart, man. So there they are. Oh, and my pal over here, Professor R.J. Gumby, goes without saying.
Good to be here. Fun time.
And among men, have you lost? Have you gained any more weight?
Not really. No.
Ah, you bum.
Yeah.
All right.
If
but,
anything,
man,
I've lost a few. Okay.
Jeez.
And it was 1 year ago today. 1 year ago, I was throwing my guts up. I think I went into the hospital May 1st.
Wow.
Didn't get operated until the 4th. I don't know what they did those days. Yeah.
Time flies when you're like sick.
And
it
went by pretty quick. Yes, it does.
There they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Dancing may do this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, taint no sin, take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, taint no sin, take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Taint no sin, take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, taint no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, taint no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing, notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Taint no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Oh, I'm so, so proud. Hope that gathered by the river. Listen to your Deacon Jones. Ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water. Let me hear your sinful groans. Ain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take no sins, take off skin, dance around your bones.
Who does that?
Adley Morris again. Yeah, man. Ford got it. He called it. Been featured on Jazz Appreciation Month. If you haven't noticed.
A thing of beauty.
It is. It is. It is. Indeed. What else I got here? Well, there's a good name, a good idea for a Possum Hour show name. Well, here's a baseball note. Baseball, Pirates been so good, and we're going to play those. We're going to play the best team in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, in three games. So that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We come out of that. Went 2 out of 3 of that. Holy cow.
Sweetness.
It's for real, you know. Now, if we get swept, we might go down, come back to earth a little bit. We'll see what happens. See what happens. We got to play on their turf, too.
We're rooting for you. We possibly
But I had this. I had this thought. Remember Ted Williams, right?
Yeah.
Guy could hit. Guy could hit. He was the greatest hitter of all time. If they had the DH, Ted Williams was alive, he'd still be hitting today. They'd reanimate his corpse, put him in DH. He'd be hitting doubles and triples.
All they have is just his head, right?
Well, they gotta they'd have to sew his head back on first.
All of his brain.
Splinter head. Anyway, it's been really fun, man. I think I've listened to every game.
Very good.
All season. I missed a couple from I had to go to work once in a while, All righty, man. Well, we got some wheel spinning to do over here.
All right, spin that wheel.
In a good way. Blew up Kenny G.
Yes.
So, there's just one more thing to do here.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Hope was hoping we'd win one. Lately, though, you never know. It's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Keeping track. That's like at the ball game when the mustard wins. It's like, what? Because you bet on a catch-up every time. But the mustard wins, fuck, man. Big payoff. They got pierogi races in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a big Polish thing, isn't it?
Dude, they're all Polacks in Pittsburgh.
There you go.
What are you talking about? What's down there? You pierogies?
Pierogi races. Oh,
hunkies and Polacks, man.
I like a good pierogi. I haven't had one in a while.
I married a hunky.
Yeah?
Kids are half hunky. Or quarter hunky.
Poor Roger. Yikes. They called himself Hunt. I didn't come up with that. That's what they called himself. Hunt. Anyhow. It's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get hunky.
Yes.
Featuring Hunky. Never get back.
When there's a girl who ravishes your brain, you're in the world and feeling no pain.
Starch, press, lay out to dry. Have to be ready for the bishop's goodbye. Tears for tomorrow and nods for today. Do not let the light be snuffed away. Tethered to the earth as we reach for the flame. The light above us all, in God's name. All a means to an end. So let's keep it brief, my friend. And start it all over again. As God intends. Dawn sounds the day, and each day to toil and pay. So that one day, one sweet, savoring breath of silent mercy, drowned in a sea of malignant bliss. A bottle of piss is much cleaner than this. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am faithful. I will not stop. I am grateful. I am faithful. I will not snuff the light. I will not snuff the light. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I will not smile. I am grateful. I am faithful. I will not snuff the light. I will not snuff the light.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What is the name of that one?
That's a weird one.
Eager Beaver is the name of that court. You posted that one, right?
Yeah. I was trying to think what the hell is the name of that.
What the fuck is that? Who do you know who the fuck it is?
No.
Okay.
But hey, you know what we got to say? Who is the opening Limehouse Blues? Who did that?
Oh yeah, the Limehouse Blues. Well, I told the chat. Gumby and Cat Daddy G.
Cat Daddy G. There you go.
Funny. Classic. Wasn't really. It was more rockish than jazzish.
Yeah, it was a little bit different from any kind of
that's an old Louis Armstrong, so Limehouse Blues. Now I looked up the Limehouse to veer off from the news thing. Limehouse.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Okay. It was a district in the London borough of Tower Hamlets in East London. And that's where a lot of the Chinese.
Okay.
It's formerly, once notorious for its squalor, formerly a Chinese quarter. So that's why it has the Asian, or in those days, properly said, Oriental. Indeed.
Good tune, though, man. I always did like Limehouse Blues.
Oh, we got the news.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
This news. This isn't, this is more like sports than a world record.
Okay.
In Belgium, they held the contest to see who could crow like a, or screech like a seagull.
Okay.
Squawking seabird. And the third time they've held this, in 2023 European Gull Screeching Championship. And Jarmo Slutter of the Netherlands was named this year's champion by the five judges. And he actually put on a seagull costume for his performance.
Is that allowed?
I don't know. Yeah, apparently. But I don't know if that tipped the scales in his beat.
It sounds like
his favorite. But, because they didn't show any of the other contestants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could screech. That sounded like a seagull to me, man.
Yeah.
In one go, you've seen them all, I guess.
And they do this annually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where they get the red vinyl going over there. And then all the
seagulls. All right. Whatever keeps them amused.
Yeah, man.
I'm all for it.
Animal world, man. Here's something wild. Now, when you was a drinking man, did you ever see any pink elephants?
Yeah, I looked for them.
Well, I seen one today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A rare pink pachyderm.
All right.
On a game preserve in South Africa. The Mala Mala Game Reserve. And
okay.
what it is it's a condition called leukism, I believe that's how you'd say it, and it causes loss of pigmentation in animal skin or hair or feathers or whatever. So it makes the gray elephant look pink.
Pretty cool.
I think that's awesome. Did the other
elephants pick one of them?
No, I was just going to say, I think the other elephants are like think he's special, because it says they take extra good care of him, man. Like the chosen one and shit. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, elephants are pretty cool because everybody else will be picking on the poor guy.
Yeah, well, fuck him, man.
Elephants are cool. All right.
They got fucking deep souls, man. I don't believe that bullshit. Animals don't have souls, man.
There you go.
Humans got them. Animals.
There was GOP to have that as their symbol.
Yeah.
Republicans. There you go.
No, the Republicans ain't got no soul. What the fuck is
no.
going on? Jesus Christ, man.
Soulless bastards. Pinkish.
All right.
Pinkish soulless bastards.
Pink elephants. Elephants on the roof. All right, well, we got some more escaped animals. A loaf of bread lured an escaped pig back to his home in England.
Okay.
I guess he likes his carbs. Open hour talking about the carbs earlier.
I'm wrong.
This pig. He looks like he likes his carbs.
Okay.
He hasn't missed the training table.
As he should. He's a pig.
The pig. That's his job.
Yeah.
It was a she, and she escaped, and now she's facing sound. Why you'd have a big fat pig like that as a pet? All right, a steer escaped during a senior prank. Ah, that's good stuff. A bunch of students, somehow they brought the live animal to the school, a steer, a pig, and multiple chickens. Oh, boy. Animal house over here. And at the end, they say that nobody got, they're not going to charge anybody with it. They're not pursuing criminal charges against the pranksters. You would think in this day and age that would get you expelled, you know? But they issued ordinance citations for curfew violations, disorderly conduct, and animal feces accumulation. Okay? You got to clean up the poop. All right. Bronx Zoo peacock. They let it run free in the zoo, and it took off, man. Jumped the fence.
I'm out of here.
Then it realized it was in the Bronx, man. It sat in a tree for a day, thought it over, said, fuck this shit. Going back to the zoo. Flew back. Fucking Bronx, man. Who the hell wants to live there?
Uh-huh.
My sister lived there for a while in the Bronx. It just doesn't sound like a place you'd want to live. The Bronx. Bronx. Fence to the Bronx. I'm sure it's a fine place. Again, a deer broke into a Michigan home. They found it jumping on a bed in the guest room.
Oh, bed jumper.
They managed to get him out the front door, and he's running free now. God bless him. God bless him. Oh, okay, weird crime, man. Michigan Highway, the state police assured everybody that the severed hand on the side of the highway was just a fake severed hand made of rubber. So everything's cool. This severed hand on Route 131. Yo. Michigan's safe, except for the Chinese. All right. And, oh, here we go. Man, okay, we're talking about this, the caning dude, right?
Yeah, Michael
Not
Fay.
Too long ago, the dude that got caned.
Yeah.
An Aussie tourist is very sorry for a drunken nude rampage in Indonesia.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's facing some caning, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's begging for forgiveness.
Oh.
He's allegedly ran nude through a village, hitting people, pushed a motorcycle on a guy, gave him 50 stitches, broke a bone. He apologized for the embarrassing incident. Not out of the woods.
Nice job. Pieces of his ass flying all over the place.
He'll appear in court next week. Could face up to 5 years of incarceration and 40 lashes.
40 lashes. Oh, man.
Ooh, brother.
On top of the 5 years. Oh, Jesus.
Wowie.
Oh. It's going to take the 5 years to recover from that.
Hey, man.
Bastard.
Don't run around naked and hit people, dude.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully he's learned his lesson.
He's getting off the sauce after that.
40 lashes. I'd rather do 10 years and skip the lashes, man. Oh, God. All right. Here we go. World record. Now, I don't know if this is a world record, but this New Orleans student, he's just a high school student, you know? He's just a high school student. He probably has really good grades in that. But he's believed to have broken a record. He's received more than $9 million in scholarship offers.
Whoa!
After receiving acceptance letters from 125 colleges and universities.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
Pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. And it's all senior scholar?
Pardon?
No athletics? It was all scholar?
No, it's scholar. It's
okay.
Smart.
Academic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he plans to pursue a dual undergraduate degree in computer science and criminal justice. Nice looking young man. Good luck
to
Dennis Barnes.
Got the world by the ball.
Senior at International High School, New Orleans. Oh, man. $9 million. A lot of scratching, right, brother. Well, here we go. A German man breaks a record for assembling Mr. Potato Head blindfold.
We go from a genius to this guy with a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, he's got Mr. Potato Head. 12.11 seconds. While blindfolded, right, though.
Huh?
You put the mouth in the right place, I guess, and shit.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Center that nose. Way to go.
I had Mr. Potato Head when he first came out.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember the facial parts were like, they had metal spikes in it?
I don't
remember. They weren't plastic.
But I'm sure they
like
did. I had one of the first ones. Yeah.
And it didn't
swallow.
Come,
yeah.
It didn't come with a plastic potato. You were supposed to get your mom to give you a potato.
Yeah, I had the plastic. I didn't have the fiddle fuck with a real potato.
Yeah, I had the original, man. There was no potato. There was no fake potato. It was real. You had to use real potatoes, man. Weird.
They sold you just little tiny pieces of facial.
Yeah. Yeah, feet and nose, eyes, mouth, arms and shit.
I think I looked up who came up with that idea. I think it's brilliant.
Mr. Potato Head.
Awesome Hall of Fame, this version.
Ford had one. There you go. This Potato Head, man. I bought one for my kids, man. It's fucking groovy. All right. Moving right along. Says he loves potato heads. Nebraska students toss water balloons for a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
I'm all for that. 1,000 students participated in a water balloon toss event. The previous record of 902 by students at Deerfield Academy in Massachusetts in 2014. It's been sitting around that long. Well, Omaha Central High School took care of that. Hats off to those guys.
That's a good achievement.
Yeah, you might keep your hat on. They might throw a water balloon at you. So. All right, this is one of these dumbasses that just collects shit. Marvel fan, collection of Iron Man memorabilia, over 1,500. 1,548 pieces of Iron Man. Yeah, get away from me. Get away from me. Now, this collection is a little different, though. An Iowa woman.
Yeah.
A record certificate for her souvenir spoon collection.
Okay.
I think that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're picking up spoons here and there. She's got 8,500 souvenir spoons, at least, commemorating famous people, places, and events.
Yeah, World Fairs was always big on making spoons.
Yeah, and they go into each state, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
All kind of things to make spoons. So anyway, that's a cool collection, and they're counting it up. They're holding a public counting event at Bally's Quad Cities Casino and Hotel. So they're making a big deal out of this.
Okay,
good for her.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think my shoehorn collection is going to rival.
No.
Make the record books.
I had a keychain one going for a while.
Keychain.
I was collecting keychains of every place I've been. Then people started just giving me their keychains from where they've been. So I got like a whole thing of big cigar box full of keychains.
I like it. I like it. I like collecting shit. I got a letter opener collection. Shoehorn collection, penknife collection, comic book collection. Oh, the comic book collection.
Oh, there you go.
Kind of dumb shit. Yeah, well.
I like the shoehorn.
Yeah, the shoehorn, I think, is that has that's like, I don't know anybody else has a shoehorn collection, man. All right, the World Jigsaw Puzzle Championship sets a world record. A total of 2,293 jigsaw enthusiasts from 44 countries attended this damn thing. Geesh. Idiot's Delight, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Jigsaw puzzle. Crying out loud.
I could never do that. I never had the patience for that crap.
My mom would do those all the time. I mean, she read a lot, you know, very intellectual, not a dope or anything. But she would sit there and do those fucking jigsaw puzzles. You know, she always wanted to keep her hands busy so she didn't smoke.
Oh, okay. There you go. So she had a reason.
Always trying to not smoke. She used to do crocheting, too, so she wouldn't smoke.
Okay.
And she'd go then. As soon as she'd say she's crocheting, so she'd
hang out.
Right. She'd be crocheting and say, I do this so I don't smoke. Then she'd put it down right up a cigarette. But.
Oh, she was trying.
She tried.
Right. It was a good idea.
A Pennsylvania podcaster. Here we go.
Okay.
He conducts 37 hours of interviews for a world record, man. This is a real podcaster doing it live like we do it, man. Seat of our pants. Pre-programmed electronic bullshit. He interviewed 137 people over the course of 37 hours, 44 minutes, and 17 seconds to break the world record.
Ooh.
He only had a limited amount of breaks and whatever. Anyway, good for him, man.
Okay.
The thing about it is, Rob Oliver is the guy's name, and he's paralyzed from the chest down since a 1993 accident.
Oh, no shit.
So he started this podcast about healthcare system. And it's a serious dude, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, good for him, man.
Nice marathon. That was one of my favorite Dick Van Dyke shows.
Where he's been doing a DJ?
Yeah.
Classic.
That's when he got the job for Alan Brady, but he couldn't leave because he was in the middle of this contest.
Right. He had the interview, right.
Yeah, and he ended up going there. He looked like he was drunk when he first met Alan Brady. Falling asleep.
Man, that's such a great show.
That was a
What's
fantastic
your favorite sitcom
show.
Of all time? What's your favorite?
That one. I would have to say that.
Dick Van Dyke?
Dyke Show. Yep.
Man, I'd say that's in my top five.
Uh-huh.
I got to go with Barney Miller.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I think pound for pound, it holds up so well. Just the humor in it.
I was just binging that not so long ago. Yeah.
You know, they were topical, yet it's still cool now. You know, it still makes sense. Uh-huh.
And cops say that's the closest to what the, you know, a lot of cop TV shows, that's the closest to real life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the cops say, yeah. Which I believe.
All right, man. This is the stupidest thing. We're gonna end with this. It's an Idaho man. He's busy doing TV shows and whatnot.
They were the easiest questions. What was wrong with him?
My God, that was... I would have aced that, man.
Uh-huh.
And what's up with Jay Leno?
I didn't remember the Halle Berry. I remember her that happening, but I couldn't remember it was her that got in that car accident.
I would have had trouble I would have had trouble with the lady's name from... Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felicity Huffman. I would have had trouble with that name. But I knew it was her. I saw her in my mind.
Yeah.
All right. This is stupid and gross and what the fucking fuck. A British man breaks a world record with 17 flesh tunnels on his face.
Whoa. Oh, 17?
You know, they got the hole, you know, in the cheek, and then he's got plugs in them. What the fucking fuck?
Jesus Christ.
That, I got nothing else but that.
It's referring to as tunnels and not holes? Like, is there more?
They're calling it flesh tunnels, and they're piercing things. You know, they put a hole in your cheek and a stick of cork in it. He's got two in his upper lip, two in his bottom lip, one under his lip, two on the side, two big ones on the sides. What a dope!
Uh-huh.
James Goss. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Get away from me. Get away from me. That's all I got to say on that, man.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Last night, I dreamed a dream that woke me up like a shot. It seems I dreamed the world was just a big parking lot. And someone who looked just like me was parked in my spot. I said, hey man, the man just smiled as sweet as can be. I said, look man, the man just waved his ignition key. I said, hey you, the man replied, oh don't you mean me. Parking lot attendant. Ooh, ooh. I found him, but I found he also looked like me too. I said, you're me,
He said, you got it. I knew. I went to see my analyst, 'cause what could I lose? I told my tale. He looked me over and gave me the news. He said, my boy, you've got a case of parking lot blues. He said, my boy, you've got a case of parking lot blues.
Yeah, man. Milt Jackson. It was great.
Thanks.
I was singing a parking lot blues. Had this big wedding show Thursday night, which is weird because they're usually on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
And, like, lately I haven't been getting a lot of gigs out of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been a lot of traffic. So I show up Thursday night. I worked my ass off. I didn't stop for three and a half hours. I had to put the sign up. Last one. Get away from me. Passed out a fuckload of cards, right? So hopefully I'll get some gigs out.
Good. But the thing
was, at the beginning, I'm sitting there. I set up and I go, geez, the parking rates were kind of high, you know? It was at the Center for Science and Industry.
Uh-huh.
Not to be confused with, you know, what we call science, technology, engineering. So I was like, it's like looking like it was going to be like $15 or something for parking.
Holy shit.
Man, that's kind of a tag for a short walk. So I went over to the lady at the desk, front desk, and I said, you guys by chance validating over here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I asked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She says, well, it's not going to cover it, but it'll take $10 off the tab. And I'm thinking, well, that's cool. Better than nothing.
Something, yeah.
I go out. I put my thing in the thing. It says, yeah, that's a $2 discount. I ended up having to pay $13 in parking. Motherfuck. Yeah.
$2 discount. No shit.
Jeez.
I'm having chest pain.
I know. The fuck, man?
Wow. That don't make any difference. $2 doesn't mean diddly dick.
Dickheads, man. It should be free parking at that cunt,
it should
man.
Be. Yeah.
Fuck. Especially for me. I was working.
That's right.
Dick for brains. All right, we got a good yodel, man. Classic fucking yodeling.
Beauty.
Have we played any Satch this month?
I don't think we have, did we?
All right. Well,
we
will rectify that wrong.
Potato Head Blues, since we were talking about Potato Head.
Yeah.
Got a Satch yodel, huh?
A Satch yodel. I got a 5-album, one of them Longines Symphonettes,
okay.
Louis Armstrong collections, man. So good.
Oh, sweet.
Hopefully it's still in there. Still haven't figured out what happened to my fucking Ray Charles records. The Best of the Temptation. Forgot all about that, man. I got those damn groundhogs to worry about. You know?
Brother Ray can wait. You get groundhogs
Sheesh.
To worry about.
Sheesh. I got all this shit going on here, man. It's crazy town. All right, here we go. It's time for...
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Every time!
took me right by the arm. And it was down in Memphis, corner of Beale and Main. He said, now hey there, big boy, you better tell me your name. And all I could say was, yodelay, yodelay. I said, well, you find my name right on the tail of my shirt, 'cause I'm a Tennessee hustler, and I ain't about to wait, I said.
It's a good guest on.
My dad used to watch that. And we, you know, so since it was dad's choice, we hated it. But, man, I see clips of that thing. It's like, holy shit. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. That show was awesome. Had everybody on there. Bolson Canadian.
I remember I used to watch the Glenn Campbell show all the time.
Glenn Campbell. Another good one. good stuff, man. The old variety shows.
Yeah.
It's bygone age. Bygone age.
Out of here.
Get away with it once in a while, but...
fun stuff. Long.
Yeah. We're old.
Brothers.
What's that?
The Hudson Brothers.
Hudson. Well, not so much Hudson, brother. Olsen Canadian. But I did remember used to that? Watch Sonny and Cher, man.
Oh, yeah. Sonny and Cher was tuned in every week.
The Nips.
Yeah, that's why.
Fucking egg, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit. She launched me right into puberty. Boy, if I'd have seen side boobs back then.
Yeah.
Yeesh. You had to call the police.
I always liked the side boobs.
Oh, side boob, great. Under boob, even better.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Love the under boob.
Under boob, big time. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Awesome. Goodnight, everybody.
Energy!
Tomorrow morning, I'll open up my eyes to find our dreams have all come true. But till tomorrow morning, I'm gonna be employed making love to lovely little you. Life is ever milk and honey in the moonlight when we meet. But like two little flies on a lump of sugar, we'll find it all so sweet.
It by that much.
That was Alberta Hunter.
Yes, Alberta Hunter.
Did you get give me that one?
I believe so. It was sounded familiar.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that.
That was a beauty, man. It's fun, man. Jazz Appreciation Month. We got to keep that mindset, you know.
Yeah.
With
I'm
these
glad
cool,
you reminded me the 3 minutes title was Eager Beaver, because I was trying to figure that out. I'm trying to think, did I say that? Like, couldn't come up with that name for those lyrics.
I didn't know what it was a 3 minutes till I listened to it, and I went, holy shit, this is fucked up, man. Ford liked it, though. Ford didn't think it was worthy of a 3 minutes. That was good. Cake, on the other hand, thought it was like, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, so... You never know. You never can't tell. So like I say, man, I'm see what happens next week. May scotch the mission. In the next 2 weeks, look okie doke. And then at the end of the month, Memorial Day, you know that. I've never done a possum on Memorial Day. Well, no, COVID year we did.
Yeah, that's right. And I might be missing a couple. Remember, I got an operation coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, let me know when you know, man.
Yeah.
Put it down on the old thingy.
Yeah, I go see the guy at the 10th.
Good luck. Knock wood. Knock up your neighbor. Do it all. Yeah, I'll be down there with Mikey on Memorial Day there.
Sounds good, man.
Muxinati. So, all right, man. Well, we'll do it. Keep sending shit, because...
Okay. Sending the shit.
For term, we're going to do it again next week.
Okay.
Subject to change, but plan on it. Because I don't think... if we're going Tuesday night, I'm not going to roll out of here until Tuesday morning, right?
Yeah.
So, unless he wants to get plowed Monday night, but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your priority, though. Getting plowed.
All right, man. Well, thanks, sir.
All right.
You are
time.
A gem.
Thank
a
you.
True gem.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.